Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The Democrats know nothing but chaos. They have no brand except, we hate Trump, we have TDS, we're going to oppose everything he wants. If Trump says, I want to secure the border, suddenly the DNC is like, we want Trinidad Agua. We want MS-13 and criminals running amok on the streets. He says he wants men out of women's sports, suddenly they're fighting to keep them in there, even though it's insane. So the Democrats have no platform except TDS. So this isn't shocking, Kevin.
It is so great to have you both together.
So Link Lauren there talking about how the Democrats' modus operandi is just generally speaking frustration. They don't like Donald Trump. If there's a problem, they're going to blame the Republicans for it. But it's really, it all comes back to that TDS being obsessed with Donald Trump. How long can the Democrats really string out fighting against Donald Trump? Certainly in the midterms, that's going to be the main impetus for Democrats to try to win back some of those purple districts, or maybe the new ones they're creating in California. The Democrats, their policy is whatever Trump is for, we're against. And they prove that over and over and over again. I don't know if that's going to be enough to persuade the American people in a midterm election. If the economy takes off the way that the president and Secretary Bessent say that it is going to in 2026, is TDS enough to keep people from voting Republican and for voting for the alternative, which is basically everything good that you might be experiencing in the Trump administration? The Democrats want to undo it and put in something else, anything else, like maybe New York City, a socialist. Let's get with our friend DeRoy Murdoch, who joins us once again, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor. DeRoy, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Great to be with you again, Annie.
So is everything Trump bad a winning strategy for Democrats in 2026?
Well, you know, I think we saw some of that 2 weeks ago in the off-year elections in New York City, Virginia, and New Jersey and a few other places. And I think it's enough if people who hate Trump, which is a lot of Democrats, they're consumed with TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, if it's enough to get them to show up at the polls, and then the people who don't show up at the polls are Republicans in sufficient numbers and right-leaning independents. And those people need to show up. Everybody who is pro-Trump, pro-America first, pro-making America great again, et cetera, needs to show up at the polls, not just once every 4 years to vote for Trump. By the way, he's not going to be on the ballot in 4 years, so we need to get over that. Situation. But to support people running for governor, for Congress, for U.S. House, for Senate, for City Hall, for mayor, whatever it is, who share these ideas. You know, these people don't, these votes just don't magically show up by themselves. I guess sometimes they do, but certainly votes of Republicans and people who support Trump and people on our side of the aisle, we actually need to show up at the polls, cast our ballots. If you like to vote at home, I'm not a day vote in person kind of guy, but people who like to vote by mail, if that's your thing, you know, make sure you vote by mail and get your ballots in, get them in early enough. And you have to have sufficient participation. These, you know, the right votes on the right don't just magically come out of nowhere. It seems only Democrat votes magically come out of nowhere. And unfortunately, I think that the Trump hatred for Democrats is enough. I mean, this is pretty much all the Democrats are pushing now is Trump hatred and psychological projection. That's pretty much all they have. And I think 2 weeks ago in New Jersey, Virginia, and New York City. New York City, unfortunately, that was enough for them.
Mm. Yeah, certainly was. Dori Murdoch speaking with us right now. How do you feel? Is there anything that the Democrats, you know, I imagine you and I are probably congruent on a lot of things we feel as though the Democrats are responsible for. But did the Democrats ever have to be accountable for anything they're responsible for?
Well, they should be. I mean, part of the difficulty, of course, is people like you and I try to bring this information out. But folks at ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC do a good job not only not covering this stuff, but actually covering it up largely and not explaining to people things that the Democrats have done for which they ought to be responsible. Either they don't they don't talk about it, or they actively cover it up. And that sure doesn't help. But, you know, the accountability ultimately is that these people, when they face the polls, face the voters, if they've screwed up, they need to be voted out. They need to be kicked out of the House, kicked out of the Senate, kicked out of governor's mansions, kicked out of city halls around the country, school boards, what have you. When they fail the taxpayers, when they don't advance freedom, prosperity, and national security, and when they let criminals run loose and rip the border open. And the way to keep them accountable is, if they don't do their jobs or they actually create the damage, send them home and let them live in the private sector with the rest of us. Stop lording over us.
Dori Murdoch speaking with us right now, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor. You know, while you were speaking there, I just pulled up MSNBC's website, which is officially now MS Now. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get used to this. I think it's a terrible idea.
Who's this Ms. Now?
Ms. Now.
Where does she live?
I don't
Ms.
know.
Now.
But just by the looks of it, she's angry. Because I'm looking at the homepage right now of this website. And if this was your destination every day to get your news, you're living in a parallel universe. You know, the faces and the names and the news might be very similar or the same, but the stories are so drastically different. Do these parallel universes ever intersect again in the future? Like, I don't know what would have to happen in order to make people to start seeing things even close to similar or the same.
Well, I think this is one of the reasons we're so divided. I mean, it used to be when, you know, when I was growing up, and maybe you as well, we had the so-called dinner hour, which was 7 to 7:30 p.m., and people would gather around their TVs and watch John Chancellor on NBC. They'd watch David Brinkley on ABC, Chancellor on NBC, and then Walter Cronkite on CBS. And you would get, you know, fairly objective news on the one side this, on the other hand the other. But at bare minimum, we were all operating more or less from the same information. Now, things are so splintered. People are not going to just two or three different sources for news. They're going to dozens, if not scores or hundreds. And they're very much along, you know, one party line versus the other. I work in the Fox News newsroom, and we have on the monitors, we can see Fox News, Fox Business, CNN, MSNBC, Bloomberg, some of the local channels. And some days you watch both CNN, MSNBC, and then Fox News, Fox Business. And we're talking about totally different things. I remember there was one day where I think George Santos, former congressman from New York, was either being, it was the first day of his trial, or he was being sentenced, one or the other. And CNN and MSNBC would not talk about anything else. That just led them 24-7, 360, 24-7 those 2 days. And Fox News and Fox Business were talking about some other thing I can't recall. And we weren't talking about George Santos, and they weren't talking about whatever the big thing is we were covering. They were two different planets. And this is part of why I think we're divided. I talk to some friends of mine on the left, and I'll say, hey, what do you think about the XYZ controversy? And it's not just they have a different viewpoint than I do. They've never heard of it. They have no idea what I'm talking about. Like, wait, who's that? Who's that person? What's this name I've never heard of before? What's that agency doing what? And yeah, they don't even hear about these things. Now, if you're on the right, you know, there may be some instances like this, but most of the things they talk about, they're so pervasive that some of it gets to us one way or the other. But if you're on the left, it's a lot easier to avoid news platforms on the right than it is for people on the right to avoid news platforms on the left, because theirs are so much more pervasive than ours are. So as I say, you'll have situations where there are Americans who not only have different viewpoints on things, in some cases never even heard of the same stories. And that seems like that situation's becoming more common rather than less so.
Yeah, and you know, I think about the people who we talk to. I always refer to year round. I've referred to like the Democrats who have power, who have influence, cameras, microphones. They're elected into these positions, but I separate them from what I usually refer to as our Thanksgiving Day dinner table Democrats that are in our family. Like, these are people you love first, and the politics come after. I got to think that there are issues that at the Thanksgiving table this year, that people are going to agree on. I think, you know, it's, we can say that the affordability for eggs is cheaper, gas is down, but there are still affordability issues on in other places. Gas has come down, so maybe it costs a little less to get to the Thanksgiving dinner table for Republicans and Democrats alike. But there are still concerns that the people around a Thanksgiving dinner table will have that they agree on. And the question is, how do we have those conversations in a place that is way more important than, you know, a politicking social media feed or a comment section?
That's a good question. You know, some people handle it by, you say, as you say, trying to have polite conversations if you can. In my family, my dad and I are pretty much on the right. We probably have a couple relatives in the middle, and a lot of them are kind of on the left. And the way we do about it, the way we deal with it, rather, is we talk about food, we talk about travel, we talk about dogs, we talk about movies, talk about car. We just don't bring it up. It just doesn't come up. And we get along great. And you know, every now and then, someone will say something about the news, like, "Oh no, let's not. Aren't golden retrievers amazing?" And we talk about that. We all just smile and feel much better. So, that's, you know, unfortunately, that's the way a lot of people handle this, because if you bring up anything political, a lot of people just go, you know, zero to screaming in like, you know, 5 seconds. And unfortunately, some people can't talk about this. There are other folks who can have polite discussions about this kind of thing, but it just becomes harder and harder. And I think I actually saw the other day that a psychologist, or maybe a group of psychologists said that Trump derangement syndrome is an actual mental illness, and that something like 3/4 of Democrats have it, and they're not able to think straight about Trump. They see his face and they just instantly, you know, just start, you know, going to convulsions. And, you know, if that's the case, that's not good for the country. But I will say that it is a very good way to motivate voters.
Yeah.
You know, if these people are, in fact, suffering from a mental disorder, and you're able just to show pictures of Trump and get people angry, that's the kind of thing gets people running the polls. And it seemed like it worked a couple weeks ago in the off-year elections.
DeRoy, do you feel as though Mamdani in New York City, do you feel as though his policy of socialism is going to manifest itself by the time the midterm elections come around in November of 2026? Do you think people are going to be able to look at that and say, "Ooh, I really like that," or "I really don't like that"?
That's a good question. How much, you know, basically, how much good or evil can he do in just under a year? That is a good question. I don't know if things will fall apart completely, you know, that quickly. I can tell you that when Rudy Giuliani was mayor, things were dramatically different within 1 month. It took 30 days, and I wrote an op-ed for the Washington Times, and the headline was something like, "What a difference a month makes with a new mayor," or something like that. And just the tone and the attitude that Giuliani showed led people to behave differently. The sense was, okay, daddy's home, you know, the kids, okay, we've got to behave because daddy's home and we can't run around and act up like we were before. And I think everybody, left, middle, and right, finally thought, oh my God, somebody's in charge. And so things just seemed to calm down. You just felt like things were less chaotic. And conversely, Mamdani could come in and things could get very, very chaotic very quickly. Who knows? Maybe cross your fingers, maybe everything will turn out beautifully and all these crazy ideas and promises will work out for the first time ever in human history, but I think they won't. I think that probably what you'll see more quickly than any quick economic trouble is what will happen with crime. If in fact he you know, shuts down Rikers Island, opens the prison, lets all these prisoners loose. Alvin Bragg got reelected with 78% of the vote, believe it or not. His attitude is, hey, if you committed crime, you know, the justice system is basically racist, so hey, you know, we're just gonna let you go. You can go back on the street as much as you want. People get arrested, they're back on the street in a matter of hours. And if the criminals in New York and around the country get the sense that, hey, this is, you know, a free fire zone, come, hey, do what you want, you could see a lot of mayhem and chaos and even bloodshed on the streets in New York very quickly. I think that will probably be what freaks people out more quickly than any kind of a slowdown in the economy, which usually takes a little bit longer to present itself.
Well, we certainly want what's best for our neighbors in New York City, but everybody's holding their breath a little bit. And I think that how that manifests itself in New York City, it will be a political talking point for one party or the other next year. And I just hope that the destruction to the safety and security of New Yorkers isn't threatened as much as a lot of times you and other people we interview here suggest it might be. Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm wrong, because I live here, you know. A lot of people are like, oh, look, let's hope New York falls to pieces. It'll be a great lesson for folks. Well, you're basically wishing ill on 8.5 million Americans, yeah, which I don't think is a very good thing to do. So I hope it doesn't turn out as badly as I think. But, you know, every time socialism has been tried, it's been anywhere from a manageable mess to a complete abject failure. So let's hope we're closer to a manageable mess than a total abject failure.
Yeah. Well, we are hoping for the best for you, DeRoy, and all your neighbors, your 8 million plus neighbors there in New York City. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being with us today. We love speaking with you. Good to have you back.
Great to talk to you. Very well.
Take
Thanks.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
DeRoy Murdoch is a nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor. His piece, When Democrats Fail, They Blame Republicans, currently in the Daily Signal. You can go check that out at dailysignal.com. That YouTube live chat poll, Kayleigh McEnany was talking about this in our interview with her in the 12 o'clock hour about how the Mamdani election had a lot to do with people feeling as though they can or cannot afford things. And Republicans are going to have to pay attention to that. And certainly, from my perspective, offer a counter solution to, we'd like to fix the affordability problem with socialism. That's a no-go for me. We are asking you on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, are you experiencing affordability anxiety, yes or no? That Christmas shopping has begun, holiday shopping, Thanksgiving dinner shopping. You're probably experiencing it every day. Every time you swipe that debit card, open the wallet to pay some cash, are you feeling it? Yes or no? Let us know what you think. Let's take a quick break. We're going to speak with Corey Malone in about 12 minutes from right now. Air is outside. It's getting colder. Are you in your comfort zone inside? We're going to talk about how to make sure that you keep your comfort zone maintained and avoid those costly repairs. What do you need to do with your furnace right now? We have the expert in, my friend at Air Comfort Service, Corey Malone, in about 12 minutes. We'll be right back. La,
la, la. Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.